Harper Audio presents Wishing Day by Lauren Miracle, performed by Brittany Presley. I wish to have daughters, and for my daughters to have daughters, and their daughters to have daughters, and their daughters to have daughters. Nadia Slavinsky, age 13, 1779. Chapter 1. It was the third night of the third month after Natasha's 13th birthday. The moon was full. The winter air was clear and cold. Natasha stood before the ancient willow tree which towered above her. She was almost close enough to touch its ice-covered branches, but she had yet to take the few remaining steps. Soon. Perhaps. She hadn't yet decided. Her aunts watched from the edge of the clearing, 3 or 4 yards back. They'd hiked up Willow Hill with her, not that she'd asked them to. Not that she'd wanted them to. But when they arrived at the top, they let Natasha approach the willow alone. Also, they stopped bickering. They stopped talking altogether. The silence was a relief, but unnerving now that the moment was here. Do or don't. Do or don't. Do or don't. Natasha heard the thrum of her pulse. She sensed the rise and fall of her chest. She felt acutely self-conscious. It was like the time in sixth grade when she was changing for PE and titters broke out, and when she lifted her head, everyone made a show of looking away. Later, she learned she was wearing the wrong kind of bra. A baby bra. She was a seventh grader now, and she'd deciphered the rules of being a girl well enough to blend in. But the rules were different when it came to a girl's wishing day. Or rather, there were no rules. A girl's wishing day might involve a cake, a party, or a special night out at a fancy restaurant. Or a girl might not celebrate her wishing day at all. Or she might claim she didn't when really she did, or vice versa. Most of the girls in Natasha's class did something to honor their wishing days, Natasha suspected, even if they didn't come to the willow tree. She imagined candles and ribbons, hopes and dreams scrawled in tiny, cramped letters. Natasha's best friend, Molly, scoffed at all of it. She was one of the few girls Natasha knew of who absolutely, positively rejected the notion of wishing days altogether. To make her point, she'd spent her wishing day, which fell in the beginning of December, organizing her sock drawer. She'd rolled each pair into a tube and set them upright in the drawer. It makes them happy, she'd told Natasha. Ah, Natasha had teased. So, socks can be happy. Socks. But the idea of wishes is loony potatoes? Yes. Molly had firmly replied. Other than Willow Hill, is there any place in the world where girls have wishing days? No, because wishing days are dumb. No offense to your great-great-whatever-great-grandmother. Her name was Nadia, Natasha had murmured. No offense to Nadia, then, but she made the whole thing up. Molly had paused. She'd taken several calming breaths, quite obvious calming breaths as Molly enjoyed being dramatic. Then she'd smiled. But I know your wishing day is coming up, so guess what?
What?
I hereby give you permission to do, on said wishing day, whatever you want.
She swirled her hand through the air.
As it is spoken, so shall it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?